We're back here with lesson number 5 of Your First Info Product. And in this lesson, we're going to actually go through the steps of creating your info product. So this is where the rubber meets the road, where we start the process of creating our info product. We've laid the foundation by mapping it out. We've laid the foundation by understanding what our funnel's going to be. We also, most importantly, identified our target market at this point. Now it's time to create your info product. And there's several types of info products, and we'll go over each one of these in more detail in this lesson. Ebooks is the first one. We've all seen those. Those are PDF material, you know, PDF guides people download and take through and go through the content. Video courses, those could be a variety of types of video courses. We'll talk about the different kinds. Video demonstrations are really important. So you could be demonstrating yoga poses, dieting. You could actually be just talking in front of a whiteboard and mapping out business strategies. So those are all methods you can use. Audios is another great product creation idea. Interview products do really well where you find experts in your niche and interview them. Live training, so those would be, you know, live training. So you actually sell them and they actually join your training live, where you actually create your info product live in front of them. You could also do weekly or daily lessons. So that means every single day or every single week on Monday or Tuesday, they get a new lesson in their inbox. That's another great type of info product to make. So ebooks, they're generally going to be between 25 to 100 pages of content, and make sure that you're looking at using images to spice it up. You can look for royalty-free images to kind of integrate, kind of offset some of the material in your ebook. But the ebooks are generally between 25 to 100 pages of content. Now this should be no problem at all, because if you followed the product outline lesson where we went over how to outline your product, you're going to know exactly how many chapters you're going to have. You're going to know exactly how many sub points and sub niche topics you want to cover within your ebook. So it should be very easy for you to basically just go through your outline and identify, okay, in chapter 1, we're talking about how to improve yourself via health. So in this, we're going to talk about diet. So then you focus on 2 or 3 pages on diet. Then you go on to the importance of exercise and 2 or 3 pages on exercise. So that should give you a really good idea there. When you're doing an ebook, less is sometimes more. You don't need to be very verbose and have a lot of different words of content in there. Sometimes if you limit the fluff and get straight to the point, your customers are going to be much, much happier as you do that. Some tools you can use, obviously Microsoft Word, OpenOffice Writer. There's also a service online called iWriter.com, and you can actually outsource, just by sending them kind of your product outline, a complete ready-to-go ebook so that they could just write your ebook for you. The next thing we have on, you know, ways to get the best ebook, obviously make sure that you're researching your topic effectively. And that goes right in line with what we talked about at the beginning, where we went over what kind of topics, you know, you are going to be covering, who your target market is. And you can use the internet, understand where your market's hanging out, understand what they need, what kind of relevant websites, the forums, watching videos, taking notes, and then really look at those similar books for sale, like the ones being sold on ClickBank and other providers. The Amazon book section is great. And again, I want to highlight again the look inside feature, looking at the table of contents as you look through those books to get some ideas of possible topics that you could include in your book. So if you're going after life coaching or success tips, look up the success books or look up the life coaching books in Amazon and then see what's in their table of contents, so you never run out of an idea of things to cover. The Dummy book series does really well because they are all about, you know, the dummy's guide to whatever the topic is. And so you get a really good nuts and bolts of what they're including in that by looking at the table of contents. Again, follow those video tutorials and research. Take notes for easy writing later. The product outline is really a good guide for your notes. And then what I do below each one of those subpoints is I maybe note out 4 or 5 things that I want to include underneath that subtopic, right? So if I'm in, you know, the main topic, self-improvement, and then I've got the main, another, you know, top topic, which is going to be health for your self-improvement, and then a subtopic under that would be your dieting or your exercise. Then I make notes of, okay, these are the 3 or 4 diets that I want to include. And so those notes are going to help you. Another way to create an ebook that's really effective is you could actually do kind of like what I'm doing here. What I'm doing by actually talking through this is literally creating an ebook at the same time, because even though I'm talking and using a PowerPoint, I can actually have this transcribed, and you can do that at a source called rev.com. That's rev.com, rev.com, and they will actually take your written or your verbal content and transcribe it into an ebook, into written format. And so this is a really quick strategy to get your book written faster. You can use a free software called Audacity to actually go out there and record your voice, or you could use Camtasia or a screen capture program and record your voice as well. Replay the recorded audio, transcribe your content yourself, or you can go to rev.com or Fiverr, and then your book is completed. So you could talk for 1, maybe 2 hours. If you talk for 1 hour to 2 hours, you have enough content to create an entire ebook, especially if you talk about 2 hours and you talk at a normal pace. You're going to be looking at, after 2 hours time of your effort of just making some notes. Now, of course, you know, you're going to do some prep work and some outlines, but at that point, you've created enough content where you actually have an ebook that's ready to go. All it takes is 1 or 2 hours of recorded time. The bonus, again, is that you now have an audio file pre-made that you can now use as an upsell with your ebook, or use it as an additional value-added bonus to your customers. Writing your book, again, attack it one bullet point at a time, attack it one sub point at a time. That's why the product outline is so important, because as you're writing an ebook, it eliminates the need for you to get that writer's block, and it takes that excuse all out of the picture. Don't try to do it all at once, take it one step at a time. Use the built-in editing and spell check tools, or by all means, have a family member review what you have as well. Formatting the book is really basic. The most important things to keep in mind with your formatting of an ebook is to make sure your paragraphs aren't too long. Make sure that they're easy for people to read. Sometimes they have attention deficit disorder when they're going through ebooks, right? Or anything online. They are impatient. We're naturally impatient. So if they got a manuscript or an ebook with a whole long paragraph with no breaks in it, their eyes are going to glaze over. They're not going to get a good experience from that book, even if your content's the best in the business. So you need to have short paragraphs in there. Have bold subheadings within the chapter so people can skim through the topics and go right to where what material they want to digest and get from your course. Have the clear stop and endpoints for the chapters. Try and button things up. So these are all things that after you maybe transcribe your content, or after you have your ebook written, or you write it yourself, you can go through and kind of tie everything together. And once it's all done, then you're going to want to create an index. And you can do that within Microsoft Office, really basic. And then make sure the pictures match up with the area they are within your ebook. So these are just some good ebook best practices as you go through creating your info product. Now, if you determine that you want to make video courses for your info product, these are the steps to do that. Because video courses, they have a lot of value to them. That's why I like to use them in my own business. And there's several types of video courses or combinations. You can do a PowerPoint style, which is exactly like this one you're watching. This is done on PowerPoint. I've got the bullet points there. I've got step-by-step screen capture recordings. That's another type of info product. So that could be, you know, me on showing you on my screen how to do a certain tactic or step online. So let's say I'm teaching you how to use QuickBooks software. I could show you how to do that, or I could be teaching you how to create your own video online, and I could be showing you step by step with the software that I am actually using. Live demonstration is another style of video course that you can use. Live demonstrations would be me standing in front of a whiteboard teaching you. It could be me showing you some certain exercises. It could be me talking through and demonstrating what I'm trying to teach to you. It could be a variety of things, you know. So live demonstration, or just the teaching style, which has the whiteboard. But let's say you're doing puppy training, right? Instead of just writing it out, why not show people some effective methods for training a dog from start to finish? And if you're going to go with the PowerPoint style videos first, and again, you'll see what I did there is I've got PowerPoint style, step-by-step screen capture, and live demonstrations. And you guys can now see my next bullet points are going to talk through those points. So I'm going to give you several sub-points of PowerPoint style. So I give you guys this entire time a really good example of how to make a quality info product. Use PowerPoint if it's already installed. use OpenOffice Impress. It is a free version of PowerPoint, works really well. And PowerPoint style videos is where you create your presentation and then you record it using a screen capture software. And we'll talk about that in a minute. The bullet points are teaching your topic. Structure the training similar to your ebook outline. So instead of chapters like you have with an ebook, you're going to have modules, right? So video module one or video number one. It doesn't even have to be called modules. On the outline, include the main modules at the top of the slides as you go through that. So you don't need the long sentences, absolutely not. Short bullet points work very well here. It's a great way to kind of get your point across as you're training. You can use a variety of software. There is Camtasia, which is the most popular, Jing, Screencast-O-Matic is also a free way to record your screen. CamStudio is another older software that's still out there and works on some computers. But Screencast-O-Matic, it's a browser-based software. I personally love it. I think it's a fantastic tool myself. And Screencast-O-Matic is a free way to record your video courses. And if you don't have a headset, you could use the built-in computer microphone, but I personally use a Logitech. I'm actually recording this session on a Logitech H390, so you can make a note of that. So that way you're not scrambling saying, what do I use? What headset do I use? It's a Logitech H390. Step-by-step screen capture recordings. This is where you're going to simple how-to instructional videos. How to set up your website domain name. How to create a video online. How to use QuickBooks. How to use Photoshop. How to use After Effects. How to use a web-based software tool. Show people how to do things online or on your screen. And it's a great way to do that. Tutorials on using software do really well, like Photoshop or GIMP or Paint.net. Those are all graphic-based softwares. If there's a software that you use every single day in your business, you could potentially make a video course about that. Do video courses teaching how to use Microsoft Office products or how to use the free OpenOffice software. Open source software solutions. There's a lot of those out there. So training people how to use any kind of software is really vital. And I already talked about QuickBooks because it is very popular and people make a lot of money training people how to use QuickBooks. You can do tutorials on finances or bookkeeping strategies, tutorials on internet business topics. You get the idea. It's basically recording what's happening on your screen as you do it live. And those are the types of videos. And again, the software you would use is Camtasia, Jing, or Screencast-O-Matic, like we talked about on the previous slide. Live demonstrations, you can use a phone camera or digital camera that you own already. In this day and age, our phone cameras are becoming just as powerful as a regular camera. So there's no excuse for why you can't do this type of video. Some people like this. It's just you in front of a camera. Have a family member hold your phone or get a tripod for it. Have them hold the digital camera you have. You can use a DSLR camera that has a video capability function, and you will get high quality enough video. The most important thing to keep in mind when you're doing this is just shoot your video on a well-lit day with a good window in the room for the best lighting, or you can get the daylight bulbs and you can actually highlight yourself, put the lights on you and just highlight yourself in a big way as well. You can also film live demonstrations. You could teach in front of a whiteboard with the camera on you. Live demonstrations are great for like exercise routines, setting up the perfect model train set, sports skills, this does really well, yoga, cooking demonstrations, all those types of things would do tremendously well in a video course. And another tip that you can write down, there's a website out there called lensrentals.com. If you're in America, borrowlenses.com is another one. These are websites where you can actually rent high quality camera gear for a weekend, and it might only cost you a couple hundred dollars, but you can have a high quality camera gear, the same one the professional videographers use, a $10,000 camera for maybe $100 for a weekend. It's really cool. You can use a $2,000 or $3,000 camera, high quality lenses, and film your live demonstrations. Now again, I'm not saying you do that on your first info product. I would personally use your phone's camera to do that, especially if you have one of the more recent iPhone 6, iPhone 7. Those have a really good camera on them. Audio courses do tremendous. That's where you could record MP3 of your content. It's a really fast way to make content. You can give some really raw and top training this way, especially if it's unscripted. Sometimes that's the best training out there. So the tools you need to do this, there's a free software called Audacity that allows you to get the recording software, and then you can use a USB headset or the built-in microphone on your computer. Ideally, you want to use a USB headset because your microphone's going to be the best. And again, I'm using a Logitech H390. Start with notes if you really want to. If you're somebody that likes to just go off the top of your head, that works too. But I personally like to start with some notes so I know what I am talking about. A good length is going to be between 1 and 2 hours. You could break up the recordings into sessions for easier listening. So a 2-hour recording could end up being broken down into 10 or 12 sessions, you know, of about 10 minutes each, if that, you know, just so you can kind of see how that works together. You could also do the transcripts, take the audio, go to rev.com. Now you've got the transcripts that are included as a bonus. So your main product could be the audio with the ups with the bonus being the transcripts, or it could be the ebook with the bonus being the audios. Either way, if you record your voice, a quick way to create your content is to have it transcribed. Small products are they're quick to set up and can sell well is short reports, and that's another style of info product you can create. So you don't have to create one long 7,500 page ebook or 25 page ebook. You could actually have 5 short reports that are about 5-6 pages each that each cover a very specific topic related to your market. People are interested in solutions that solve their problems, and so a short 7 to 15 page report, maybe a 5 page report that offers a viable solution can be sold. You don't even need a series of short reports. You could actually just have one report that solves a very specific need for your market, and that could become your info product. And you may not charge as much for these because they are smaller, but it's a great way to get lead. It's a great lead generator. It's a great way to get affiliates to promote your lower ticket part of your product, and it allows you to get customers, and it's a great way to go for your first product. You could have a 7 to 15 page report written and completed by this afternoon, you know, depending on when you're watching this training. Start with your bullet points and ideas and then run from there. So use the same product outline template. And again, it can easily be written and completed in one day, and boom, you've got your product. And maybe you decide to do a series of these reports and it has very fast turnaround. A live webinar series. So you could actually give your content in the form of a series of live webinars. So maybe you break up all your content into 4 to 5 live webinars, and you can totally do that. This is an excellent way to sell a product before it's done. So you don't even need to have your product done in order to sell from it. It's the quickest way to market, and that is the quickest ways to sell a webinar series. You could offer a bonus Q&A session at the end of this and make sure that it is fully recorded as well for your customers. But the bonus Q&A could also be broken up and added in as a bonus as well. You could use Google Plus for hosting the webinar for free, Google Hangouts. Consider using a backup screen tool like Screencast-O-Matic. That's a free screen capture software, or Camtasia to record your screen. Screencast-O-Matic has got a free version, and there's a $15 upgrade if you want to go without it actually watermarking your videos. And that's well worth $15 if you're creating quality info products. Really know what you'll be covering in depth for better sales. So basically, you just lay out your course. You could actually use the product outline, lay out your course. This is what I'm going to cover in week 1 or session 1. This is what I'll cover in session 2, session 3, session 4, session 5. I've actually created my higher ticket programs doing a live webinar series, and that's a really good way to go. Coaching services, it's another way to not force you to have a product done. You could do like life coaching services, business or investment advice coaching. You can launch your coaching services without creating a product, just like you can launch a webinar training series without actually completing any of the product. You just do it live each session when you say you're going to do it. Fitness or dieting coaching help, money saving advice, relationship coaching advice, and you could offer sessions of your time as a service to your clients, to people that already bought your other offers as well. Something to keep in mind. Another style of info product, which I love because it allows you to break into any niche market online, and that is to find an expert in your niche to interview. You could record it in a free Skype session or Google Hangouts. And you just want to have a prepared list of questions ready for the interview. You could also do an email, a written interview as well. Those are harder to get back though. But if you can get them to sit down with you for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever the case is, maybe an hour, then, you know, use that to really create a high quality product and find those people, find those authors that want to get exposure for their material. It's a win-win for them because you can offer them exposure for their book, for themselves, and at the same time, you're interviewing and you're providing your market value. So what I love about this model is if you're stuck on what product to create, you can just pinpoint any niche market, fitness, the health space, the sports niche, and let's just pretend the baseball niche, right? We want to go into the baseball niche, but I love the game of baseball, but maybe I'm not the best at playing it, so I can't really create a product on that. So let's go out and find 5 to 10 baseball hitting instructors and experts and interview them on their top 10 most effective, you know, hitting exercises or whatever the case might be. And then you go out there with your prepared list of questions for them. They give you the rundown. That product is your interview product. And try and get their bio before you interview them so it's a clean introduction. And just act like you're having a regular conversation. You could also do the written interview that we talked about. They type their answers back. And then the most important thing, if you're going to do an expert interview series, is let them pitch their website, let them pitch their other products and their services, let them pitch their book to people as well. And it's just another way your customers can connect with that person. But most importantly, they are giving of themselves their content. And another benefit, though, of doing expert interviews is once your interview series is done, because that expert was a part of it, they're going to be more willing to go out there and actually promote it as an affiliate. So, and like I mentioned, it can be a joint venture partner in the future. Make this a win-win situation. So they're getting exposure to your buyers. They have a chance to make money as an affiliate as well. Interview 5 experts, 10 experts, but this is a great way to make a product in a niche you can know nothing about and still make a lot of money. You could transcribe these recordings, go to rev.com or Fiverr and have the transcription done as well. As you know, we just talked about several ways to create information products, several styles of information products, and I want to talk to you just very briefly about creating your perfect product package. To maximize your price and overall sales, consider adding in more value to your offers. It's really important. So here's an example way to create multiple formats of the same training to add to your product package's appeal. You could create a video from a PowerPoint just like this. So I could make a video training, use Screencast-O-Matic, use Camtasia, record my screen doing PowerPoint style videos. I can turn this PowerPoint that you're watching right now into a PDF file by just saving it as a PDF. I could also save the audio from this session because I'm recording it as a video, save it as an MP3 audio file or a .m4a, which is the new audio format. I could also throw in a short report that maybe I have from a PLR material. And I can find good quality private label rights content for my niche. That's content that I have the rights to rebrand and repurpose. That's what private label rights stands for. So that kind of material, you can do a Google search for PLR dog training products, PLR financial topics, PLR WordPress training, those types of topics. You can offer a live Q&A session or Google Hangouts as a bonus. Just be creative to make your offer stand out. So now what we did there is we took what I just did here, which was a PowerPoint style video. We've now got a PDF out of it. We've got an audio file and we can offer Q&A session along with some additional PLR. And we have a massive product package, which I like to call creating the perfect product package. So now that you know the different styles of info products, you now have your product outline. It's time to choose the type of info product you want. Go out there to create it and start making your first info product. Once you make this first info product, then repeat the step to make your second info product, which is going to be your upsell if you are choosing to go with a unique product there. But choose what you are going to be launching, what product you want to get to market by looking at your product outline, and let's start creating that, whether it's an ebook, a video, an audio, a webinar series, an interview product. Decide what that is and start taking action today.